Hey yo, what's up? It's your boy T, and this is my very first podcast. It's not gonna be long. It's gonna be really, really short. I'm just trying out podcasting, and well, I was gonna do a podcast, and now I'm actually do it. But this podcast is gonna be very short today, and my first podcast again. Before we start, I just hope you guys like this. And if you guys want to check out my YouTube channels, it's TRX underscore Empire as my main channel. And my game channel is Gameplayer Army X. So the podcast today, basically what we're going to talk about today is Cameron Boyce. He passed away Saturday due to a seizure in his sleep. I made a video about that on my Instagram and both of my YouTube channels. Everyone around the world who knew Cameron Boyce or watched, you know, saying, or knew him or knew of him, you know, we're still feeling heartbroken. It's so crazy that we don't believe that it happened. It doesn't feel like it happened, you know, and it just feels like a dream that it's feel like a dream, and we just want to wake up from it, you know. And I always dreamed about meeting him one day, you know. And when I make my videos and movies and stuff on my channel, and I become a good big star too, you know. I was hoping to have a video of Cameron in it, you know, and just meet him, you know. But you never know. You never know what life has for you, you know. Cameron never knew that that was going to be his last day alive, you know. Cameron never knew he was going to pass away that night. He never knew that day he laid down would be the last time he lays down. It was crazy. Like, he just assumed it's going to be another day tomorrow. He's going to wake up and have a wonderful day again. But it's crazy, you know. We take life for granted. I know I take life for granted. I challenge death all the time, you know. I'm not ready to die, but, you know, no one knows when they're going to die. Only those who know they're going to die is those who commit suicide. And those are the only people, and those who plan to die. Those are the only people who know when they're going to die, but sometimes death does not occur the way you want it to. Many people try to commit suicide and failed, and they are still living after trying to kill themselves. Sometimes the way you die and everything is pre-planned, you know. God has plans for everyone, and you can't cheat death, you know. Everyone around the world is just torn apart about this. And to the Boyce family, I don't know any of you personally, but I just send my prayers out to the family. And I just hope that every fan around the world, everyone in Hollywood, everyone around the world that loves Cameron Boyce, loves his movies that he's been in, love him as a person, you know, just everything about Cameron Boyce just screamed positivity, you know. I just want to pray for all his fans and his friends and family, you know, everyone who cared about Cam. And just it's a tough time now. This is one of the most heartbreaking moments in history, you know. It's like when Michael Jackson passed away. The world was so stunned when they heard that. You know, like, the king of pop passed away. Like, what is going on? Like, I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep going on, you know. Like, Michael Jackson, like, the king of pop is gone. And then Cameron Boyce is gone, you know. And see, this has a bigger impact because Cameron was so young, you know. He was almost my age. Okay, I'm about to be 20. Cameron was 20. Okay, I'm going to be 20 in a couple months, and Cameron Boyce is 20. We're born in the same year, but different months. So that's kind of eye-opener for me, you know. I want to become successful in my life. I want to become famous, you know. And Cameron's famous ever since he was little. You know, I'm getting into my stardom of fame. So it's like, live every day like it's your last day. I don't mean go out there and live YOLO. You only live once. No, I'm not saying go out there and do crazy stuff, go on a murder spree. No, I'm just saying live every day like it's your last. Do positive things, guys. Okay, do something positive for each other. You know, go out there, spread smiles, okay? Instead of spreading negativity, spread positivity, okay? Instead of females, instead of y'all twerking and having sex and doing all this nonsense, just so you can have attention and all that, and just so you can have all these boys or these young men or whatever chasing after you and stuff and parading around your new bodies and all that. You don't have to show your naked body for to get approval from a man. Okay, if a man only pays attention to you when you're naked, then he doesn't deserve to see you at all. Okay, and men, just because men, y'all need to stop trying to be ballers and rappers and all that. Like, you know, be yourself. Okay, y'all gotta be out there shaking y'all butts and twerking and all that. And fellas, y'all gotta be here, you know, saying, waving y'all guns around, trying to be a rapper and all that. Like, come on. Like, it's better things to do than trying to show off other people. Because listen, once the money going, they're gone. Okay? I have no friends because I have no money and I have no popularity. But let's say one day I become a famous YouTube star, I become famous, I get a lot of money, cars, the whole bit. I watch all these people that surround me that never talk to me, tries to reconnect with me. It happens every time. When you get some money or a little bit of success, here come the people. And once the money and success go, they go. People only care about what they can get out of you and not from what they can get with you. Okay? Some people out there, they do really care. Okay? People really care about you, but there's a lot of people who don't. Okay? You gotta know, those who stick by you when you have nothing or those who stick by you when you have something. Those that do not be with you when you have nothing will somehow appear when you have everything. Okay? Those who wish you when you have nothing are the true. Those are there when you only have a lot matter nothing to you, okay? See, me, I know who's with me, who's not with me, okay? When I'm at my lowest, no one's around me right now. I have no one around me. I'm at my low right now. And now when I make it to my high, everyone's gonna come back and think they're all buddy-buddy. No, okay? And Cameron was the light of Hollywood, I'm gonna say. The light of the world, okay? You see Cameron, the freckles, the smile, the positivity, the everything, okay? And I hope you already can hear me, you know? I hope the audio is pretty good. But guys, like I said, this podcast is not gonna be long. But I just wanted to tell you guys, you know, I love all of you guys, and live your life like it's your last, guys. Tell someone you love them, okay? Stop hating. Okay? Life is too short to be having grudges, to hating on each other, trying to be better than someone. Okay, don't be better than anyone. Be better than yourself. Be better than your family, okay? The only person you need to be better than is yourself. You need to be better tomorrow than you was today. Okay, you need to be better than yesterday, but better than today. Okay, you gotta be better than you were yesterday and be even more better. Look, how about this? You need to be better than yesterday, but greater than today. So tomorrow be greater than today, because yesterday you were better today. Okay, you're better today than you were yesterday, and tomorrow be greater than you are today. Alright, that's going to be a new slogan for me. Okay, I think I got it right this time. You're better today than you was yesterday, so be greater tomorrow than you are today. That's going to be my new slogan, guys. And I just want to apologize again. I'm all over the place. I'm stuttering. I'm just still heartbroken about Cameron Boyce, you know. He was so small, but yeah, his death was so small that his impact on the world was so great. Okay, his death was small, but the impact was great. You know, him passing away, yeah, a lot of people pass away, okay, and we're sorry that he passed away and everything. I'm not saying that him dying is just a normal thing. Yeah, it kind of is, but the impact he had on everyone's life during his life impacted everyone in a tremendous way when he passed, you know. And I still don't believe it's true, you know. I'm just hoping that one day somebody wakes up, okay, yeah, it was a hoax, we're so sorry, you know, we're gonna hate that guy. But still, sometimes you just gotta, you know, you gotta. Because with that being said, you know, you just try not to be someone else, okay? That's what I want you guys to do. Every day you wake up and be better than yourself. Don't try to be better than anyone else. Don't try to be anyone else. Be you. Don't need to do something that you know you don't want to do, okay? Just because someone's wearing Gucci does not mean you have to wear Gucci, okay? Just because someone's wearing Versace with an iPhone 32 don't mean you have to have Versace and iPhone 32. No, okay? I'm about to be 20 years old. All people I know have iPhones. I don't have an iPhone. I don't have a phone, period, okay? I don't wear designer clothes. I wear regular clothes. I wear jeans from I shop from Farmer Mills. I don't go to H&M. I don't go to fucking sneaker. I don't go to the high places. And I don't have iPhones. I don't have girls all on my, you know. I don't do all that crazy wild stuff because it's not for me. I'm not, just because everyone else does it doesn't mean I'm gonna do it, because life is too short to be someone else, okay? God put you on this earth to be you, and Cameron showed us that, okay? God put Cameron on this earth to give love and light to everyone, and his life was a totem, it was a mantle, a pathway to show you how wonderful one man's life could be. And it could change the life of many. You know, I just want to say I love all of you guys. And this is my very first podcast. So I know I'm not good at podcasts yet. But I just want to hope you guys really like this. And, you know, I'm going to get better. The podcast will be longer. And I just love you guys so much. And I hope to see y'all in the next podcast. I'm not sure when I'm going to do another one. But we'll see. You know, And to everyone, I just love you guys so much, and I just want to thank all of you, and I just love you guys so much, and this life is too short to have regrets, okay? Life is too short to have regrets, so try not to have any regrets. Just be yourself, love everyone. Negativity, racism, all that, sexism, that does not matter. If someone's gay, let them be gay. If someone's black, let them be black. Someone white, let them be white. Whatever they are, let them be who they are. Okay, you have no right or any power to judge anyone on the content of their skin, their character, or anything. Okay, you have no right to judge someone because they're black, because they're white, because they're Asian. You have no right because you have mess that no one knows about. Okay, every single person on earth has a skeleton in their closet, and we wish to keep that door locked. Every single person. No one is better than anyone. Okay, no one is better or greater than any other human. We're all on equal ground, no matter what skin color we have, no matter what job we have, no matter what cars we have, nothing. Because we all can easily, simply, be just in the same boat together. You could be rich tomorrow and be dead broke the next day. And that dead broke guy can be rich tomorrow. Okay? We can easily switch roles, and you could easily wake up another race. And everyone would really persecute you the same way you're persecuting that person. They could persecute you the same exact way. And instead of you saying throwing dirt on each other, you should think about it first and put yourself in their shoes, okay? You need to put yourself in that person's situation before you want to judge somebody, okay? And another thing, guys, we need to stop all this nonsense, okay? We need to stop these dumb challenges. Yeah, women out here deep throating and sucking on cucumbers like it's a penis and all that. And women think that's cute and okay. It's not okay, women. You're making yourselves look like whores. I'm just saying like it is, okay? So I just love you guys so much. And fellas, y'all need to get your act together too, because y'all doing some wild stuff too. And every person is not a rapper, okay? Everyone is not a rapper. So stop it. Everyone is not meant, every black person, every white person, every person on earth is not meant to be a rapper, okay? There's more professions, more things out there than just rap, money, sex, guns, drugs. It's more than that, okay? There is wonderful, we're on planet Earth, the wonderful planet. We need to explore the planet. We need to come together and do better by this planet. We need to stop global warming. We need to do something that matters. Because once you close your eyes for the final time, Cameron Boyce could tell you. If he could come back, he could tell you what's on the other side. And you would really change your life. Okay? Cameron Boyce is no longer with us. It's sad to say that he's gone. And he's not coming back. even though every day from this day on, we'll be hoping and praying and wishing, hoping that God will bring him back, but this is not how it works. You know, once you're gone, you're gone. If God brings him back, he can bring him back, but I'm pretty sure God can't bring him back yet. Because he took him off, he took him away for a reason. And his time on earth was over. Now he has to do his time on the other side, you know? Everyone has a due date. Cameron's due date was Saturday. We never knew that he was going to wake up on the other side. Now whatever Cameron's doing on the other side, we just pray that he's in heaven, having a grand old time with everyone else. But that's the saddest thing, because heaven and hell is real. And I really honestly, truly believe, after everyone that died, and I'll be analyzing, I honestly believe Cameron Boyce went straight to heaven. I have no doubt in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, that Cameron Boyce is in heaven. No doubt. Cameron is in heaven, looking down on us right now. And to all the fans, and all the cast members, all the friends that Cameron had, his family, I just pray for all of you in this troubled time, and I just really hope that we all can just grieve together and just get past this troubled time. Never knew that this was going to be the final curtain call for Cameron Boyce. We love you, Cameron. We know you can hear us. We love you, man. I never met you in person, but I loved your shows. I loved you as a person, man. You were a great person. You were a great actor. And if I could meet you, bro, I really, really would. Every single second, bro, that you lived on this planet, you were always a good person, and I always knew in my heart that you were going to make good things in your life. And I hope when I become famous one day, I can make a difference. I can make a difference like you made a difference. And I just hope that everyone that listens to this podcast will learn something, and that this is not the end. This is just the beginning. And Cameron is not gone. Just like China McLean said, he's not gone. He's still with us. He's not gone. He's just, I'm going to say this, he's evolved. He's in a better place. He's evolved to a higher lifestyle. And one day, most of us will ascend to that lifestyle, and some of us will descend. But Cameron, without a doubt, absolutely in my soul, he went to heaven, and now he's smiling down on all of us, clapping, cheering for us to keep going on. But I love you guys so much, and this has been Titan, and welcome to Titan Talk Podcast. I love you guys so much. I hope to see you guys in the next podcast. I might change the name, but as far as right now, it's called the Titan Podcast. I love you guys. It's your boy T. And I can't wait to see you guys in the next podcast. Love you, Cameron Boyce. Love all the fans. Love everyone who loves my videos, watch my videos and everything. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, TRX_Empire. And my game channel, Game City Army X. Love you guys. Peace out. Stay humble. Stay yourselves, okay? Don't be someone else. Be yourself. Spread positivity. Spread the love. Peace, love, and tranquility. I'm out.